Hello, lovelies. You're back here with Anand and Freddy on TuneSock, and we have a very, 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 very talented individual sitting right across the desk from us. Would you care to introduce yourselves?
Okay, hello, my name is Drew, aka Mini, and I make music.
Yay! Woo-hoo. Oh, I'm nervous. Are you nervous? No, it'll be fine. So, I was just wondering, you were talking to us before, about British rock. What other British rock bands are you into?
I mostly listen to Earways, because they're my favourite, but there's also the Inhalers that I really like, but I can't think of others off the top of my head.
Oh man, it was like British. I don't know. I found that British rock, the songwriting is just so much different to the American indie stuff that comes out. I don't know if you could find any differences or like.
I mean, I don't really like American rock.
Yeah.
But really, really love British rock, so there must be a difference.
I don't know, something like very streetwise-y or something like that. I don't know.
Would you say that has quite a strong influence in the music that you make or that you have made?
Honestly, no. My music doesn't sound anything like British rock. I wish it did because I just love it so much, but I haven't been able to, I guess, relate to that with my music. Yeah.
So it comes straight from the heart. It's brand new.
Right from the heart, right here.
Yeah. You're trailblazing a completely new genre.
I wouldn't say that.
So where did your inspiration from the name Mini come from? It's a really cool name. I'd love to hear more about that.
It's a weird story. I'm not of the tallest stature. I am 5'2", so I often get not made fun of, just jokes come around. But I couldn't figure out a name, so we got a cat name generator. And
yes. That's incredible. I love that.
Yeah, so we started generating names, and as soon as Minnie came up, my friend was like, this is fate. You need this name.
It's serendipity right there, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah, it was fate, so I had to go with Minnie.
That's so incredibly unique. I love that.
That's a cat name generator. That's incredible. I'm going to write that down.
In talking to a few bands and acts where we've asked where the name comes from, yours probably actually makes the most sense.
Yeah.
A lot of people were just like, I don't know. We just randomly came up with it. But that seems to be like it was meant to be. And that's amazing.
It's fate.
So how did your... Because these... songs, have they been written fairly recently, over the last few months, over the last year?
Oh, so they were written all in quarantine.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm very focused on my schoolwork. This just gave me a chance to just put that aside for a second and just write, because I don't really like writing music until recently, because I found it really difficult. But this really gave me, I guess, the confidence and the ability to write. So I just took that chance and did it.
Oh, man.
And was it being able to have that time to...
Yeah. Before, I had no time, none. It was all just weekends doing schoolwork, and I just didn't have time. And then I was left with this long period of nothing other than some schoolwork. Yes, I did work. But, I was just left with this time, so I did it. I just wrote.
That's amazing. In some ways, a nice opportunity as well to be able to spend your time doing that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So how has that affected? Obviously, lockdown is over. Woohoo! But also, less time to commit? Or has that been able to sort of springboard you towards...
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely... before quarantine, I just kind of... refused to write. It was just not something I was really happy to do, but this gave me the confidence, because now I know I can write music. I put myself towards it and I actually do it, which is good. But now I'm again left with a lot of time. I think it's something like 10 weeks, because I just finished school. So hopefully I can start writing again.
So how old are you now? How many years of school have you got left to do?
Okay, I just turned 16 the other week. and I think I have 2 more years of high school, and then uni.
I'm just in awe. I'm amazed. Yeah, that's incredible. Congratulations for bringing your music out, having the opportunity to play that. We have a couple of your songs that we're going to play, and that brings me on to my next point, because we wanted to ask you about where Tangerine Days.
Yeah.
That's the name of one of the songs we're playing, but it's also the name of your EP. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that.
Oh, name. and the cover art as well. It looks,
it looks
really cool.
I did the cover art.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love art so much, so I thought this was my chance to, you know.
Put all of that artistic stuff into one project. And
that's
really cool.
But Tangerine Days, I only actually found out what a tangerine was maybe 2 weeks before writing this song, a couple weeks before writing this song. Honestly, I thought it was a colour at first. Then I found out it was a fruit. So, yeah. But I thought it was a really cute name. And I thought that was a really good name to name my song and my EP, so I just went with it.
It's very catchy. It stays in your brain.
Yeah.
It's you know, it rolls off the tongue brilliantly, and it's great. So this your EP Tangerine Days has been released fairly recently, right?
Is that, today
or is it
midnight? Oh
wow, we are incredibly
set your clocks
lucky to
and
be
alarms.
Able to play that. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's been amazing talking to you. Do you have any other things you'd like to say? Maybe you'd like to do a plug? We definitely love your EP, and we'll be playing at least a few of the songs on the show today.
Okay, yeah. Follow me at Mini Music on Instagram. Yeah.
Definitely do that. Definitely do that. Because I'm sure there will be more music and more amazing stuff forthcoming as well. Do you think you'll have any performances coming up as well?
Hopefully.
Or in the future?
Ooh. I hope. That would be nice to do.
Amazing. We'd love to hear that.
Would you be doing it solo or with a live band?
Probably a live band.
Yeah?
I'm not that skilled. I get real clumsy when I have to sing and play.
I feel that, yeah. Oh, that would be really cool. Should we?
Well, it's been amazing talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck for the future and for the EP. And brilliant. Tangerine Days. I absolutely love the name and love the cover art. And here we go. We're going to kick it off with the title track from your EP called Tangerine Days. This is Tangerine Days by Mini.
Tangerine Days.
Just in case you've forgotten, it was Tangerine Days.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. Here
Thank
we go.
You.